How's everybody today? I think there's a couple, you know, things that always happen in football. No one ever has a bad recruiting class. No one ever has a bad spring. So we had a good spring. If that answers anybody's questions. We had a lot of guys get a lot better. A lot of guys got a lot of reps. We were pretty fortunate to get through it with a minimal amount of injuries. I really like the sort of competitive character that the team demonstrated in terms of work ethic, and some guys are starting to take leadership roles and accept the new roles that they might be in. We have a very young team. We don't have a lot of depth. We'll welcome, you know, the new players that we have coming in the fall. I think there's a dozen more. And maybe some of those guys can contribute to some of the issues that we have from a depth standpoint, and we'll continue to work hard to develop the players that we have. But, the A-Day game and the format that we have in the A-Day game is to make it as much like a real game as we can. So, you know, we put the first offense will go against the first defense, so that means that the first offense is the Crimson team, the first defense is on the white team. The first offense has the second defense on their team. The first defense has the second offense on their team. So they're playing against each other. And we play for, you know, steak and beans. And the winning team gets flowers on the table, waited on. The losing team gets paper plates and one pot of baked beans. And as much as I like baked beans, being a commissioner, I usually eat with the winning team, just to set a good example. So we're looking forward to Saturday. You know, A-Day is a special day around here. We've had some wonderful crowds, and regardless of the weather, regardless of the circumstance, I think that A-Day crowd really shows our players, all the people involved in the program, all the recruits that we have here, their appreciation for all the hard work that these guys have done and do to try to make our fan base and our supporters proud of the kind of football program that we have. And we're hopeful that we'll have a very enthusiastic and supportive crowd, and lots of folks come out to have lots of fun here, for the A-Day game on Saturday. There's a lot of great traditions, you know, in this game, whether it's Denny Chimes, the captain's getting inducted. I think, you know, a lot of these things are special in what make being at the University of Alabama a very special place. You know, we have three players, possibly four, that won't go in the scrimmage. You know, Terrell Lewis, who's getting really, really better, but no sense in making him, you know, play, you know, right now. Jedrick Wills did not need surgery or anything, just has a pretty good ankle sprain. We'll probably hold him out. Ben Davis has been out for the entire spring from surgeries that he had. And Major Tennyson is questionable because he has to go through concussion protocol. So, anybody have any questions?
Coach, start back left with Cecil.
Coach, when you divide up the teams, do you try and have one relatively cohesive offensive line that you've worked with out there? Is it just one guy on one team, one guy on another?
Well, basically, the theory of how we split the teams up is we don't try to put the best against the rest. Okay, so we don't try to stack the whole first offense because really we want to split the teams up so that they get to play more. For instance, I'll use the receivers as an example. You know, I feel like we have four starters at receiver. Or we're going to put three of them on a team, but if we put four of them on a team, they're not going to play very much. So we'll put three of them on a team, and then, you know, we'll put another player to be a sub with that group. So, because we want these guys to have the experience of being able to play as much of a game-like situation as we possibly can. So we do the same thing with the offensive line. We got a couple guys out in the offensive line, so you know, we got some guys makeshift, so this doesn't necessarily mean how the line's going to end up. But again, we're gonna put the players in a position that they get the most experience by playing in a game-like situation.
Coach, come up front right with Charlie. Just wanted to ask what you see from Josh McMillan this spring.
Josh has done a nice job. He's worked really, really hard. He's always been a great program guy, great team guy. Do whatever he can to help the team in any way. And you know, he's done a good job. I think he's got more confidence and better understanding of what we expect him to do, and he's done a pretty good job.
Go back in the middle here with Michael. Just wondering how things are going with the star position and the different guys you guys had rotating through there.
Well, we just keep rotating them. You know, I mean, you know, Shaheem coming back from the injury is not 100%. He's still probably not 100% speed-wise. I think he's cleared to play, and you know, but I don't think he can run quite as fast as he used to. He'll eventually get there. So we know he played a whole year of star. We played Diggs for 2 weeks at star. We played Patrick for a couple weeks at star. Played Jaron Maiden at star. Jalen Armour Davis at star. So, you know, I think the key thing right now is, you know, get guys trained to play these positions that aren't normal corner and safety positions. So when you have to play nickel and dime, you got people trained to do it. And if one guy goes down, you're not, you know, in bad shape, and you can't get the right guys on the field. So what we've done so far is to create flexibility in how we can play in the secondary relative to trying to get the best players on the field in the best positions. But I don't think it's critical to make a decision on, you know, what the best fit is right yet.
What's your step front here with Chris Walsh?
Tight end position, how do you handle that for 8A, and how are you looking at that position moving forward?
Well, you know, I really like Miller Forstall. Had a good spring, really showing a lot of leadership in what he does. Cameron Latu has made a lot of progress, you know, at the position, and I certainly think could develop into being a pretty good player there. Major Tennyson was having a good spring before he had an injury. You know, so Kedrick James has, you know, been out there practicing, and he's got a chance to make a contribution. So we're everybody's developing, everybody's working hard, you know. So we just, you know, keep on keeping on, trying to make those guys better.
Earlier this spring, you talked about the center position, how you wanted to see progression there. Just what's the update on that position?
Yeah, Chris Owens has done a really good job there. He has done a really good job when he's had to play there. Dalcourt looks like he's a young guy that could be a good center somewhere down the road at some point in time. So we've got a lot of guys that can play the position, and I'm pleased with the progress that they made. Chris Owens has really shown a lot of leadership and really worked hard this spring. And I think, you know, I think his teammates have a lot of confidence in him. So, but we're going to keep on trying to get those guys to play better and better and better as we go. And but, you know, I think we have enough good players in the offensive line. We're just going to have to figure out what the best combination of guys, you know, will be for us next year.
I'm just curious, in the past, you know, you've had like one guy getting field goals and then punting for both teams. How do you anticipate the competition in those positions by handling that in 3 years?
I think the goal is to make sure that we have a couple guys punt. And I think we want to make sure we have a couple guys get opportunities to kick field goals. So I'm not as concerned about what team they're on. We've had it in the past where when we have an established player at those positions, he just does all the punting or all the kicking, and that's not how we're going to handle it, you know, in this scrimmage. So, you know, I think there'll be two punters that punt, and there'll be at least two field goal kickers that get opportunities to kick. And, you know, I just like to make one statement, you know, to make sure everybody understands, you know, who we are and what we do. And our whole goal here in this program is to help people be more successful in life. So you know, we support every player and every decision they make, regardless of what it is. We want to help them with all their decisions to have the best opportunity to be successful, create the most value for themselves and their future. And once any player decides what he's going to do in any part of our program in any way, we're going to support him in every way that we can. That's what we've always done. I think our players pretty much understand that. So we have a lot of players that come back here a lot and are very proud of what they were able to accomplish while they're here at the university. And they're always welcome back. And that's something that's very important to us, and it's very important to the program. So thank you.